Hey there, I just wanted to take a moment real quick and check to see if you know if you are registered to vote. Now more than ever, it's so important for us to vote our conscious vote, what we want, and make sure that we're actually registered. So in the show notes below, I have a link to find out if you are registered. I have another link for expats just like me. If you are overseas, you need to register to vote as an overseas voter. So that link is also in there. Also, there's a couple other links, like you need to know who your elected officials are. We got that link as well. And lastly, we also put a link for Planned Parenthood. So if you need to get involved, as many of us do, and we just feel a little helpless right now, you can actually click on that link and it will show you how you can get involved locally. So these links are vital for us, vital for our future. Take a moment and click through. We need to be all in this together and definitely do our part, vote what we need to vote, and go for it. Go ahead and show your voice. This is an important time for us. It's a historical time for us. We have to register to vote. Hey everybody, welcome back. And this episode, we're going to be talking about more ways that we can support from us, from our agency, how we can support wellness practitioners. And the cool thing about wellness practitioners, especially now, we've probably all seeked them in whether it's therapy or physical therapy, ways to seek out better nutrition. There's so many ways. For me, definitely, it's been part of my wellness journey, and not to mention, I have an amazing chiropractor. So all of these types of wellness practitioners have been really helpful for me. So I've been just sort of making it my mission, my journey, to really reach out to those wellness practitioners and help them with social media, because ultimately we need them. And the rub is that they are busy with so many different elements in the business that how can they wrap their head quickly around social media and get their voice and what they do out there for us to see, and then also seek treatment and all the rest of it. So that whole reciprocity circle that I envision is that we get to actually participate and hire more wellness practitioners as a collective here. And also too, it's just going to benefit us if we do something like that. So, and also to really give a big, huge thank you for anybody during this time, the last, 2 to 3 plus years, we've all been going through it and just need to really focus on how I can help that community. So this is kind of a touch base on what we've talked about already. Now on episode 54, and I'm going to put the link below, we talked about what are the ways that we can actually get yourself out there? And we talked about hashtags and, which hashtags to use. We use an example in our article, which I'll also put below, like what hashtags are good to use. But primarily what I wanted to say is that, the right hashtags, and it doesn't have to be 20, it can just be 3, and really talk about what you want to do and what is it that you envision on getting people back to you. What are they? Where are they sitting right now? Where is your audience sitting right now looking for you? And so there's different types of what I call volume of looking. So there's somebody that's actually searching for a service in their area. So that's a very high volume sort of solution, or they want to get that solution. The second one is that they've been thinking about it, but they sort of want to explore it, and they're sort of in the research stage. So that's that second category. And the third one was, which I love, is like, oh, I didn't even know that I needed them, but I do now, sort of the category. So, from hot to cold, where are they? And honestly, all of those for me, doing what I do, I really see them as all as very hot, because the human algorithm is never predictable, where somebody that didn't even know they needed that particular treatment might bite first than somebody that's actually searching for one and needs one now. So it's really about, again, the content, right? How are we doing in content? How are we presenting ourselves? And how engaging it is, right? So if it's really compelling, then that's the place where hopefully all of us will go and be able to produce content that is compelling. There's a couple of different ways that you can do that. So today, focus, we're going to actually talk about a couple of different platforms. So I actually want to go with TikTok first. So TikTok is killing it with a lot of chiropractors that are actually on there. So if you actually type in chiropractors in the search key, you'll see the top vetted videos that are happening right now, the top viewed videos. And when you see this as a practitioner, you're like, oh, that's actually pretty easy. And wow, they got like 100,000 views. That's amazing. So there's a couple of things that we need to do. We need to get that out there. And yes, why the number is so important is it will help us index on Google, meaning when somebody's typing in something, you're likely to come up organically on the first page. And that's why social media is important. The more that we put out there, the higher a ratio for us to index organically on the first Google page is even that more richer. So think of it that way as well. So to produce content every week is something that I always say, let's just start off small and then we'll build it. Because when you start off small, it's attainable and it gets to be so practiced and so easy. It's like, yeah, I could probably do this twice a week. I could probably go on TikTok three times a week because I have crazy ideas on what I want to produce. And then once you start to get into that practice and you're like 3 months in, you're like, oh, I have such a great story to share from a patient that just left that I treated. I'm going to go ahead and share that story. Of course, not mentioning them, but really talking about what they went through and how we solved that particular pain. So it's really cool. If you keep going at it, you actually will start to produce more social media than you actually planned. Okay, so we talked about the regularity of how we're producing all that social media. And eventually, yes, it will be something that we continue to do going forward. The other thing is, as we are doing this and we're creating all of the social media, it's worth doing this. And a lot of people are like, oh gosh, that's like another element that I got to do. But it is absolutely worthy of just taking the time. Now, I usually say try to do this on your downtime at night because then it doesn't feel like stressed out work. But if you go on TikTok, start to fill in the search key some of the keywords that you think that your potential patient will be typing in. So it could be anything from physical therapy, and I actually talk about that in the link for the blog. And we'll talk a little bit about that now, actually, because it's such a fascinating way that all different platforms are not under the same algorithm. The one hashtag that works maybe for TikTok is not the same one that's going to work on Instagram or LinkedIn or even Pinterest. So one of the things that you need to do is just take the time and go into the search key area, type in what you think is going to be relevant, and you'll be surprised. So it's just, and what the other thing is too, while you're typing it in, make note of what is actually being auto-filled as the first recognized full, hashtag. So for an example, like if for on Instagram in particular, if you type in physical therapy, it's 3.9 million. But then if you type in physical therapy student, you'll get 77,000 people viewing that hashtag. So you'll look to see like, okay, if this hashtag has 3.9 million, that might be really oversaturated on Instagram. So I'm not sure if I want to be into that full like void of competing with all those hashtags. So maybe physical therapy student might be something that's a little bit more worthy in terms of getting my stuff out there. So think about that. Think even if it's not relevant, like I'm not a physical therapy student, but okay, it's getting the right hits, it's getting the right viewers, that still might work. TikTok is the same. Actually, it's even crazier. Because if you do a hashtag like Doritos challenge, which doesn't have to do with anybody's business, that is a higher sort of resonance, and it has a huge following on what people are interested in looking at. So if you wanted to be ubiquitous, you can sort of do that. Now, TikTok is also noting that they don't necessarily push out any hashtags out there to go viral. So keep that in mind. So going back to basics with them is actually really, really great. TikTok, if you just put hashtag physical therapy in this case, that might work. That's actually a top ranking one. I think the second one is physical therapy. TikTok is like the second one. So it, you know, at the end of the day, it is relevant to do a little bit of that hashtag research to see, hey, where is it going to land? What are we going to, you know, how am I going to position myself? But don't get overwhelmed by going, oh, I could probably do 10 of these hashtags. And it's like, no. Just keep it to a 3. You know what? Keep it to a 3. That is great. I think also too, it'll keep you focused. It'll keep your relationships with your viewers focused as well. Now, TikTok, the cool thing is that, and this is the other thing that you probably should do. If you tell people like, hey, if if they follow me, follow them back. And what happens is that you can actually see each other in the friend feed, like, oh, okay, cool. We see each other's notifications and what they do. And if they have the notification is like they submitted another post. And so then you guys can just sort of interact a little bit more. So you can actually, with that theory, you can start to build a relationship with some of the people that are in your area or just looking at the TikTok stuff. TikTok just rolled out this week a thing where you can share or repost a TikTok. So I saw that this morning. What's the date here? Today is the 22nd of July. So in New Zealand. So I'm not sure if it's rolled out in every country, but we see it. So the possibility it's already rolled out in the US is really high. So that's something that's really interesting. So if you make friends and they repost something that is really cool for their followers, you know, it's going to get even richer in context in terms of marketing. TikTok is the way to go. You can also do TikTok advertisements. So TikTok advertisements are a little bit different from everybody else's platform. They're not like just a static social media or well-produced video. What they suggest to do is promote a post. So if you talked about a little bit about, you know, how to get started with good nutrition or something like that, and you just give them the basics and it's a good rundown of what you do, then you can boost that as an ad. And you can get into that promotion space and you can regionalize it, which is great. And you can really do it. So if you were to say to me, hey, Francesca, we'd love to do social media and we're just starting out and we really want to relatively get seen quite quickly. We want to grow our stuff. TikTok is the place. TikTok has so many growth potential and is growing so much. It's really an exciting platform. So let's just say like, okay, that's all well and good, but I still need to show up on LinkedIn. I still need to show up on Instagram, Facebook, all the rest of it. So how do I translate all of that, right? So the cool thing is that you can download your TikTok and you can download it with the TikTok emblem or not. I actually could care, you know, I like it with, I was gonna say I could care less, but I was gonna pull back and saying is that if you do put that you are on TikTok, there is a freshness about it. There is this like, oh, they're on TikTok. They're really onto it. They're really turned on to what, you know, reaching out in marketing. And people are always impressed with that. So I'm going to say keep that little TikTok watermark on it and then repost it. Repost it on LinkedIn. And also, too, the cool thing about reposting on LinkedIn is that it's not just like a static what I think is a very boring way that Instagram talks about content, but LinkedIn positions it is that the content the written content part is first, and then the imagery is second. So you can grab them in that first header line a little bit better than any other social media platform out there. So you have the opportunity with boosting your presence from TikTok on LinkedIn and giving that relationship building layer where you can talk about the background experience, you can speak from your perspective and talk to your LinkedIn audience. It is just such richer, more tactile content than we've ever produced. And we're seeing people really turn quite quickly and boosting and seeing their recognizability and their branding and people and colleagues actually recognizing them and saying something. It is brilliant. And the more that you put yourself out there in front of camera, this is great. So that when somebody has a consultation with you or they're having a Zoom call with you, they already feel like they know you. They've seen you in action. They know your philosophy. This gets them in the door sooner. I can't tell you how many times it's so cool for me anyway. It's like when people see my stuff and then they meet with me and then or they're inquiring about business and we're doing a Zoom call, they feel a relationship with me and I haven't even met them yet. It's just so cool. And you're able to chat with them and just sort of like pull them in a little bit more and really get that relationship started sooner than later. And it's amazing. So those are my tips. I'm going to keep it really short on purpose because y'all don't have time for this and I know it. So we just want to keep some bite-sized episodes like just like this one out there. If you want more information or you have more questions for us, please reach out to me. There's so many social media links below. My email's down there. Or if you even want to click on to booking a consultation, a one-on-one, a social media audit, if you will, let me know. I'm happy to chat with you. And that is it. I will see you on the next show. Okay, listen, before I forget, I wanted to let you know about this session thing I've been doing lately, and it's been really, really cool for a lot of small businesses, entrepreneurs, even medium-sized businesses. And what it is I'm doing free discovery calls to just check the temperature. Let's see how you're doing with social media. Have you started a campaign? Are you sporadic? Any questions that you have about social media, I would love to help answer them. Now, all you need to do is go into the detail area below the description and check out the Calendly link I put in for you. All you need to do is go ahead and click that, book some time for us, and we can continue this conversation. Yeah.